if someone eats tobacco and is almost addicted to it, but is also chanting Hare Krishna, then is such a person going to get karmic reactions? Especially if they're also, that person is also wearing kantimala, and also if that person is wants to be in the association of devotees, worships Jagannath, but gets angry when told to either give up tobacco or stop wearing kantimala. And if that person is very close to us, how can we help them avoid getting the bad karma? Answer: firstly, when we interact with each other, especially with close relatives, it is important that we don't bring karma into the central aspect of the relationship. Karma is important, and if some people are doing some wrong karma, the consequences are going to come. But more important than what karma they are doing is what is our dharma. More important than what karma they are doing or what karma they are going to get, in terms of what karmic reaction they are going to get. More important than any karmic consideration is the consideration of dharma. What is my dharma? So if, say, if one spouse is doing like this, we can see it at different levels. First is, at least a person is coming to the temple, is not stopping us from coming to the temple, is mixing with devotees. All these are positive. There are many, many people, many times spouses don't do this and don't allow us to do this also, allow their spouses to do it. So it becomes very difficult in such situations. So rather than getting too worked up about the fact that our spouse is not following a particular principle, we can look at the positive and be appreciative. Sometimes some people want a sense of belonging to a particular group, but they don't want a but they don't want to do the sacrifices that are necessary for getting that belonging. So just like sometimes some people may want to say that they belong to some social welfare group, but they actually themselves don't do much social service. They want the prestige that comes from that. So something similar may happen with respect to our practice of bhakti also, or somebody's practice of bhakti. They may not be very serious bhaktas, by serious in terms of the standards that ISKCON follows, but they at least have some bhakti, and they want a sense of belonging to the bhaktis, bhakti. So what we do is, we appreciate whatever is positive, and we try to help in rectifying whatever is not positive. In many situations, we may not have the capacity to do anything to change them. So generally, whenever we face problems, they can be classified into three categories. There are direct action problems, indirect action problems, and no action problems. Direct action means, if say somebody is, say if our spouse is, gets angry, and there are things which we do which makes him or her angry, then there's something which we can do. There's a direct action which we can do by which we can change ourselves. We can become better. And by becoming better, we can help them to become better. And now, there are indirect action problems where the other person is behaving in a particular way and there's not really not much that we can do ourselves directly, because it's that person who's behaving in a particular way. So in that situation, we need to work for making things clear for making things. We do our part in trying to set a good example. Generally, we can influence other people in three ways. You know, provide some knowledge, provide some facility, and provide some and set an example. So, you know, sometimes in close relationships, say husband, wife, you know, wife say, sort of giving knowledge or preaching to a husband may not be appreciated, you know, by the husband so much. So we can give some books, we can share something on WhatsApp or some articles, some talks, whatever. We can do what is possible. We can invite for programs. And similarly, facility means if they can find some like-minded people in the devotee community who share interests with the interests that they have. Say somebody has in the devotee community was hooked to say tobacco earlier and has now broken free from it, has given it up. So not in the very direct way, but in a discreet way, maybe helping them to associate with that person and connecting with that person may give them the inspiration to overcome that particular conditioning. So we can see if their journey towards Krishna, we can facilitate in any way. So basically, if we consider that we are all traveling and we know this is the path that we should be going. So one thing is we point out this is the path, this is, and then we make it easier to go on that path. And then we ourselves set an example. So if we are practicing bhakti, and practicing bhakti doesn't just mean chanting Hare Krishna and doing services. Practicing bhakti also means that we have the qualities of a bhakta. It means tolerance, sensitivity, courtesy, humility. So if these are there, so one aspect of just as Krishna, he wants us to become better, but he still loves us for what we are. He cares for us as we are. Now, he doesn't make it conditional, that, you know, unless you do this, if you don't do this, then I'm going to leave your heart and go away. He loves us even when we are not pure. So becoming devotees of Krishna means also that, you know, we definitely want people to, our loved ones, to give up unhealthy, undesirable things. But if we don't make our relationship with them, our love for them, our affection for them, our loving service to them conditional to that. In a devotee community, it's very clear. The principles are not hidden. And if somebody is not following it, then they also know they're not following it. And repeatedly pointing it out to them can be counterproductive, can be damaging. Because then it just seems like we are nagging them. We are simply irritating them. So that if somebody is not able to follow a particular principle for whatever reason, then their inability to follow that shouldn't be the center of our relationship. Our relationship would be that, you know, yes, by Krishna's arrangement, I am married to so and so person and I am serving this person, and I have to, in every relationship there's service, there's give and take. So how can I serve, how can I best serve in this world, so in this situation? When we keep that in mind and then we act in a way that can encourage others, encourage that person, gradually the situation may change. So basically, if the other person feels that, the husband feels that, you know, because of the bhakti practice, my wife has become a better wife. And they will also feel that, husband also will let me become a better husband. So that way, this is through knowledge, facility and example, we can deal with some problems in an indirect way by inspiring others to change. And sometimes these efforts may not work, so we just have to live with it. And yes, there is worry, there is concern, and we can communicate the concern in appropriate ways. And as far as somebody wearing kantimala, the kantimala can be a symbol which means something specific, as it happens in our moment. But kantimala somebody can just wear it as a pious fashion. And if somebody is doing that, you know, ISKCON is not a police state that it can stop people from doing something like this. So we just encourage people from where they are, and especially if a spouse can get in get association with some devotees and get connected strongly with devotees, get attached to some devotee, then that association will lift them up. So rather than focusing on expectation, why is not doing like this, why is he doing like that, just focus on contribution. You see that, you know, we are meant to serve Krishna in different ways, and by conducting ourselves properly, in a way that other person starts appreciating us for our bhakti. And that will not happen if we are constantly nagging them, why are you not doing this, do this, do this. Yes, we can gently remind at appropriate times, but if we see that something is not happening, some change is not happening, then just repeatedly reminding them is unlikely to make that change happen. We have to see the result of such reminder. Is it alienating them or is it actually encouraging them to change? So gradually we can find out, we can see the situation, what a husband is doing or whoever is doing, that is between them and Krishna. Between me and Krishna, of course, we have a relationship directly with Krishna. We also have a relationship with Krishna through those who are closely related with us. The way we deal with them, you know, we can, by our actions, we can help them come closer to Krishna. We can cause them to go away from Krishna. So just be the best that you can be, and don't bring karmic considerations too much into the picture. Just try to do one's own dharma, and gradually Krishna is present in our heart, Krishna is present in their heart, and Krishna will inspire them to change, and they will also take that inspiration. So don't let the inability of a spouse to follow a particular thing become the definer of the relationship. The definer of the relationship is service and contribution. Just as Krishna cares for us however we are, we care for our loved ones however they are. And just as gradually the connection with Krishna inspires us to become better, similarly, the connection with Krishna that is established through our congenial conduct, cordial conduct, our service, attitude of service and contribution, that will inspire them to change also. Thank you.